Everybody's talking about the angels, the holy angels. That's right. Yesterday was the Feast of the Archangels. And on Wednesday, October 2nd, is the Feast of the Guardian Angels. And so we dedicated this whole week to, if you want to talk about angels, feel free to call in, but especially today, because we're going to be talking about St. Michael the Archangel. We're going to be talking about your guardian angels to get the week started off right, so we can get you praying the guardian angel prayer and the St. Michael prayer on a daily basis. Oh, it's such a beautiful time of the year when we celebrate the holy angels. And you know, it's interesting because the saint of the day is Saint Jerome, and Saint Jerome had a lot to say about the angels. So it's so interesting that today is the feast day of Saint Jerome. But I'm Debbie Giorgiani, and this is your show, Take Two, with Jerry and Debbie and you. And I'd love to hear anything you want to talk about or any question you want to ask about the holy angels. If you wanted to share an angel encounter, an angel story, or how you became very close to the angels, now is the time to do it, because this is the show, this particular edition, this particular episode of Take Two. So you don't have to be Catholic to call in, because the beauty of the angels is that they go across all the faiths and all of the traditions, because folks love the holy angels. And the angels are a truth of our faith. All you have to do is go to the Catechism of the Catholic Church around paragraph 328, and you'll read all about the angels. And you'll see what St. Augustine said, St. Thomas Aquinas, St. Jerome, St. Basil. It goes on and on, because that's how the theology has developed. And thank you to the angelic doctor, St. Thomas Aquinas. But let me just share with you, this is an exciting time to believe in the angels. Why? Because we live in a world that's pretty crazy. I'm just saying. And God knew we needed that heavenly support, those bodyguards, those soul guards over our beings, over our home, over our place of work, over the freeways, over parishes, over all sorts of places. Remember the weather, okay? Angels governing the weather, okay? It's so important to talk about the angels during this week. You can hear the intensity in my voice. Why? Because I love the angels. I really do. And I just think they want to help us so very much. They want to fulfill their purpose and mission that God has given them. And we are, especially for the guardian angels, we are their mission. And so I want to hear from you. You got an angel story? I've got many angel stories. I'll share some with you when I've had... since about 8 years old, I have really felt very close to the angels, and over the years got even closer to my guardian angel. I know we can talk about Padre Pio and how close he was to not only his guardian angel, but many of the angels of his spiritual sons and daughters. So angel stories today, you've got them. Call it in. Anything to do with angels, call it in. You want to share something about how what happened at your parish this weekend during the Feast of the Archangels? Call it in. I was a little bit disappointed. No disrespect to the parish that I attend, but they barely mentioned the Feast of the Archangels. It was in the prayers of the faithful. That was it. It was a mention, and it's unfortunate. Now, if you belong to a parish that is, you know, St. Michael, or a parish that's named after one of the angels, are dedicated to one of the angels, then you know that you probably had a little bit bigger emphasis on the Archangel Feast Day, which was yesterday. But I would have liked a little bit, maybe they could have brought it into the homily a bit or something like that. I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but it was very disappointing, because I was looking forward to it. But here's the good news. The Guardian Angels is this week, and maybe if you go to daily mass, you can encourage Father to talk about the angels more. You know, Even if our priests and deacons don't know a lot about the angels, all they have to do is read from the catechism and just go from there, and really just share it with the faithful. Because I think when we're in a time when we can feel very alone, very distant, still disconnected. I know we are post-pandemic, but a lot of people still feel very disconnected from their parish communities. The angels keep us comfort, and they remind us that we are not alone. So if you'd like to talk about, especially your guardian angel, I'll happily speak to you about that. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. You got any angel stories? Do you think you were saved by an angel? I can tell you so many stories. I studied angels for over what's like 13, 14 years. It's somewhere around that. It's actually studied, you know, done a deep dive in scripture and in all the church fathers and doctors of the church and everything that really explored and expanded the theology on angels. And the stories that I used to read about, how people, all of a sudden there was a car accident and somebody would arrive on the scene and they would help. They'd lift the car, which is, you know, almost impossible sometimes. They'd lift the car off the person, then they'd walk off into the sunset. Nobody knew who they were. They didn't see a car drive away. They didn't see anything. Was it an angel? I think it was. Okay, there's certain aspects, certain details of angel stories that after the years of my study of angels, I've been able to pick up if it really truly was an angel encounter that I believe. But anyway, if you have a story like that, please share it. Like I said, I can share many stories. You don't want to hear just from me. I want to hear from you. So the number to dial is 833-288-3986. We need to honor the angels. I feel it so strongly, okay? Because we need to honor all of God's creation, because God intends for us to understand, or try as best we can to understand, the plan he has put forth for all of us. Okay, for all of his creatures. He needs us to enter into that. So if we just sit it out and say, oh, well, I'm just going to worry about this part of it, or I'll just, you know, I like this part of God's plan, that's not really entering into the fullness of it. So when we honor the angels, when we respect the angels, we are honoring God. We are, it's very pleasing to God. I can't stress it enough. So people will say to me all the time, well, why do I need the angels? I go straight to Jesus. Of course, I go straight to Jesus too. Okay, but our God is a God of cooperation. He likes us all to cooperate. That's why we have, you know, Jesus and Mary and the Holy Family and the angels and the saints and all of us. So we have the church militant, we have the church suffering, we have the church triumphant. Okay, I could go on a big lecture about this, guys, because this is what I did part of my graduate degree in theology. It's very important that we enter into it so we don't just sit out like observers. He wants our participation. So when we honor the angels, we're honoring God. And because they're Christ's angels, they were created through him and for him. And Mary is the queen of angels. So during this angel week, or the few days we have during this year of honoring the angels, let's do it well at 833-288-EWTN. Okay, we're honoring the angels during take two, so I need to hear from you. If you have an angel story you want to share about your relationship with your guardian angel, now's the time to do it. Yesterday was the Feast of the Archangels. Wednesday is the Feast of the Guardian Angels. By the way, I believe there's a partial indulgence that is granted on Wednesday if you very deeply say the Angel of God prayer. The prayer to the guardian angel, angel of God, my guardian dear. You know how it goes. You learned it as a small child. There's a partial indulgence, I believe. So you can look it up. So that's really cool. A lot of people don't know that. But I'd love for you to call in. We do have just a couple open phone lines. We're honoring the angels today. So don't sit this out. I need your help. Here's the number, 833-288-3986. Pick up those last two open phone lines. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. Everybody loves the angels. You can also text us if you want to just do a shout out to that your guardian angel, how much you love your guardian angel. By the way, your guardian angels match to your personality. That's what a lot of people have studied angels feel, that the guardian angels match to your personality. It would make sense. I mean, you wouldn't, because your guardian angel is going to transition to if you make it to the beatific vision, your guardian angel is going to transition to being a heavenly friend. So you wouldn't be hanging out with somebody who's not really matched to your personality. So it's really cool that God thought, you know, so far in advance about that, you know, he knew you wanted that heavenly pal in heaven. So that's pretty cool. You can also text the letters if you want to text us. Oh, there goes the two open phone lines. Look at you guys go. You love the angels. Oh, see, that's why I love the Take Two family, because you love the angels and I love the angels. Okay, you can also text us. You text the letters EWTN to 58177. You wait for our response. Then you text us your first name and your brief question or comment about the angels. And just know that message and data rates may apply. I did say that today is the feast day of Saint Jerome, who had a lot to say about the guardian angels. So that's kind of cool that it's the saint for today. I just wanted to share before we get to the phones about SoundCloud. All your favorite EWTN programs are available right now on demand, day or night, on SoundCloud. Just remember, EWTN is everywhere. Yes, it is. If I sound a little hyper today, it's not because, well, it is sort of that I love this week. I always said I wanted to be born on like October 2nd. And by the way, our new friend, Teddy, if you're listening, Teddy's born on October 2nd, and he had called last week, and we spoke after the show, and we found out Teddy's born on October 2nd. So we want to wish him an early happy birthday in case I forget, Teddy. So if you're listening, you can always send me an email or something that you got the birthday messages from Take Two. But it's not because I'm hyper about that. I'm working the Catholic Radio Network pledge drive this morning. So I was up bright and early trying to invite folks to participate in the pledge drive. And so I just love being with the folks of Catholic Radio Network. So please call in if you have an angel story, because their theme is all about the angels, which that's why I was mentioning it. So I seem a little hyper because when I'm on pledge drive mode, you're kind of going really fast. So that's why I just wanted to share that, because the Take Two family will say, Debbie, why are you hyperventilating? That's why. Okay, first caller now. Get this. This is so cool. So Charles Beery is at the controls. Matt's at the phones, and we've got Michael on social media. But Charles and I were just loving this. So our first caller is Pat. Now listen to the city from Friendswood, Texas on Guadalupe Radio Network. Okay, Pat, I love your city name. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. I grew up Baptist and did not learn a lot about angels. And even after I converted to Catholicism, I still don't know that much about angels. Can you give me some basic information?
Oh, yes, absolutely. That would take the, I would take the whole show, but I'm going to give you three books, one book in particular that I'd love for you to look up, Pat. And thank you for asking that question, because you're probably representing a lot of people right now, and that's awesome. Okay, the first thing you want to do is, if you have a catechism of the Catholic Church in your home, you can just look up. It starts around paragraph 328, a couple paragraphs or so. 328, you'll get the understanding of angels, and just read all those paragraphs. They're short paragraphs. So all you have to do, if you don't have a catechism in your home, just go to the internet, type in on the search bar, CCC, standing for Catechism of the Catholic Church on Angels. And up will come the paragraphs, and just start reading and you'll get the basic understanding. The second thing, Pat, I'd love for you to do is go to this website, which has the questions and answers that everybody asks about angels and the archangels. Go to opusangelorum.org, opusangelorum.org. And the name of the group is opusangelorum.org. That's the work of the holy angels. There are priests and lay folk that are working to, that are consecrated to the angels, and they're working to spread the wonderful work of the angels, the holy angels. So that's a website you can go to. Now, the book I will recommend that I love is Joan Carol Cruz's Angels and Devils. Joan Carol Cruz, Angels and Devils. Her last name is C-R-U-Z. Fabulous book. It's a thick book. It's actually an easy read, though. About three quarters of it is on the holy angels. A quarter of it is on the demons. But basically, to give you an understanding of it, Pat, real quickly, if I had to do it in an elevator, I would say that the good Lord at our God at the beginning of creation knew that we needed heavenly support to walk this earth, to live on this earth. And so these angels are so incredible, and they are on a mission. They are in the beatific vision, but they are ministering to us at the same time. So each one of us is given a guardian angel. They are not recycled. They are there to really inspire us, to strengthen our will, illuminate our minds, so that we can walk the right path to get to heaven. And so they are our soul guards, our bodyguards, if you will. And so they're on a mission given by God to help us. And we our job is to acknowledge that, not so much trying to interact with them and not so much trying to communicate with them, but to just acknowledge that they're on a mission and that they're doing their mission and we are to cooperate. How do we cooperate, Pat? We cooperate by asking them, obviously, to help us to stay strong and to try to get on that path of holiness. But also, we're, our job is to get in a state of grace, stay in a state of grace, so they can effectively work with us and minister to us so that we can get home to God quicker in a beautiful way. And that's basically what I would say quickly. But if you want to just get a general understanding, I would, everything I suggested, going to the catechism, going to opusangelorum.org, getting Joan Carol Cruz's book, Angels and Devils, you'll be all set, Pat. What do you say?
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. I will tell you something, Pat, from Friendswood, Texas. By the way, I love that. Is everybody friends there? I'm just curious. Okay, never mind. You don't have to answer that. But Pat, let me just share this with you. If you pick up that book, I almost guarantee you, you will contact me in a matter of a couple weeks or a couple months by the time you finish that book, and you will say it has forever changed your spiritual life. I almost can guarantee you, because that's what I've heard from pretty much everybody that picks up that book. What do you say?
Oh, I say wonderful. Thank you so, so much.
Oh, you're welcome. God bless you. Great question. Thank you so much for asking it, because everybody's probably wondering. And it's true. And Pat's right. We really didn't learn that much about angels. When we were a kid, we were given that cute little image. You know, it's a cute image and it's beautiful. It has the angel helping the children cross the bridge. And then we were given the guardian angel prayer, and everybody thought it sounded so poetic and it's so cute. It's actually a very powerful prayer, because when we say the angel of God, my guardian dear, to whom God's love, it's either commits me here and trusts me here, ever this day be at my side to light and guard, to rule and guide, amen. We're reflecting back on Psalm 91, which is God's protection, where the guardian angels are right there in the center of the psalm, on most translations of the Bible. And then we're also acknowledging God's mission for the angels. And once we do that, it is very pleasing to God. So it's a very powerful prayer. It's not a cute little prayer. A lot of people go, oh, that's a cute prayer we learned as a kid. It's not true. It's actually a very powerful prayer. That's why there's even a partial indulgence on Wednesday for the Guardian Angel Feast Day. Okay, so you see, I have a lot to say about it because I've spent a lot of time reading about angels. But let's go to Mary from Bismarck, North Dakota on Real Presence Radio. Hi, Mary. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hello, Mary. Go right ahead.
I'm close to Christ. Of course, I believe in Christ. And there are times that he will say to me, stop. Like if I'm driving, stop, then I need to go somewhere. And it will be to get some fellowship. But there was an instance with a lady who raised me with my mom. She had 9 kids. She was always taking people in on top of that. So when she passed, I hadn't seen her for probably about 17 years. When she passed, something said, please go to her funeral. And so I didn't have a lot of money, but for somehow I came up with the money and I went to her funeral. Mm-hmm. Well, I knew that she was an amazing person, that she followed Christ. But I found out that somebody said, did you know that there were angels in her house? And I asked the children, because, you know, they're all alive except for 2. And they said, yes. And my mom saw Christ in the kitchen one time. But she followed him, and that her and her husband were married 70 years, which was amazing. And through that time, she followed, you know, the angels and Christ worked through her. And at first I was like, maybe this isn't true, you know. And then I started hearing from her children, who are, of course, all grown. Yes, there were angels in her house, and Christ was there a couple times. And I'm like, what an amazing experience. Mm-hmm. And going to her funeral, I could feel something like I've never felt before.
Wow. Wow.
It was something that, you know, you don't think that it's possible, because there's times that I've said, Christ, please come sit on my bed and talk to me. Mm-hmm. Help me out here. Mm-hmm. And yeah, she just basically gave her life and did whatever he said. They said they stopped counting at 300 people.
Wow. Okay, that's amazing. But I have to tell you something. I just want to share this, Mary, just because it'll help others to understand the theology of angels. So everything comes from the Holy Spirit. So everything comes from God. Okay, they're doing God's work. Okay, so they're messengers. They're doing God's work. Typically, Mary, when somebody hears a strong voice that says stop, you know, go here, stop, that typically can come from your guardian angel. Okay. It's usually a voice that you don't really recognize, but it's very stern. Was the voice very stern when you got that voice?
Yeah. And it was like my girlfriend was driving and I go, this was what was funny. It was Harley Davidson that I needed to go to. And I don't have a chance to go to church a lot because I work three jobs. And so somehow I will end up getting fellowship. Mm. And here was a guy in a wheelchair who sells motorcycles. And he tells me, he said, 20 years I've been praying to walk, and I can walk.
Wow.
And I said, could you please stand up so I can see you walk? And he was walking. He can't, you know, he's still like, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That that was good for me too. And also when I drive, I am the worst driver, and I ask the angels to help lead me and the Holy Spirit to help lead me, keep the deer away from me, concentrate, you know. Yeah. And I get that.
Yeah, well, that's really good what you do, and I just commend you for that, because that's exactly, you know, the idea is, remember that it's a straight connection from God. Okay, they are in the beatific visions ministering to us at the same time. Okay, so there's a direct connection. So when people say, well, how do angels fit into my spiritual life? They do quite beautifully. Okay, because it is a direct connect, and that's the idea. It's always about to stay plugged in. And so what you're doing, Mary, by saying, Holy Spirit, help me, you know, help me to drive, you know, angels, please surround the car, help me to drive, that you are making that connection. That's the best word I can use is, and I'll say it over and over again, because how do we know that? If you look at the lives of the saints, look at our most recent saint, Blessed Carlo Acutis. That's all he ever did, was he connected with God on a daily basis. And so much so that at his beatification in 2020, the parable was read, John 15, the vine and the branches. How many times does Jesus say, remain in me, abide in me, stay connected? So Mary, that's fantastic. I just love that. So you must love this week. We got the guardian angels coming up on Wednesday.
Yeah. And you know what's amazing? Tell other people these stories, they try to say it's not true. They try to say it's something scientific or whatever. And I'm like, I'm not going there. I know it's true.
Yeah.
I feel it. But they'll try to disconnect you from it and go, oh, no, that's not true.
Absolutely. Well, because the supernatural, whenever there's something like that, people want to discount it. They want to say, oh, no, you know, because the world is telling us it's all about us. It's all what we can do. You know, this power of intention, power of this, power of that, all from self. That is not true. And the sooner we realize we are part of a much bigger plan and we enter into that plan, that's when we will see the blessings of the graces and the gifts that are given, because we understand it and we're acknowledging it. It is pleasing to God. Mary, I love your call. Thank you so much. We are getting started in just a beautiful, spectacular way here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Oh, I wish Jerry was with us today, but I'm sure he's listening. So, Jerry, I'm sure you're loving this angel talk today on Take Two. We can't wait to have Jerry back soon on a regular basis. So that'll be wonderful. But you guys are lighting up the phone lines because you love the angels and you understand the angels and how they fit into our spiritual life. So that is very, very important. We're getting a ton of social media comments, Tim Mateo and others. We've got a beautiful meme that was created for us on Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. You guys got to check that out. This is so wonderful. I love the Take Two family. You really know how to appreciate everything that God has planned for us. I love you guys. Thank you. Keep calling 833-288-EWTN. Wow, you guys are incredible. Great show of support for the Holy Angels. So many of you are born sometime during this week, and so you remember the Archangels and the guardian angels like Carlos. That's awesome to be born during this time. I wanted to share real quickly on social media. I'll get to that in just a moment. And then I've got other things I've got to share. But we've got full phone lines plus. So I don't want to make our listeners waiting too much longer. So we're going to go back to the phones and then I'll catch up as we go, because there's just one of me, so I'm trying to do the best I can. And you guys are just blowing up those phone lines, which I absolutely love. So let's go to Elizabeth. And Elizabeth's from Buffalo, New York, and on YouTube. Hello, Elizabeth. I'm waving to you. Go right ahead.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you for calling.
I'm calling in with what I believe was an encounter with angels. I was coming home from work, and now this was in the Buffalo area. You know that many times we get a lot of bad weather as far as, especially during the winter with the snowstorms. I was coming home, and I was approaching this lift bridge. There was a car on the lift bridge, but it was stuck on the lift bridge, and I tried to avoid it. And when I tried to avoid it, because I also started to slide, I spun around and I slammed up against the side of the lift bridge, which had snow on the side of it, and my car was embedded in it. I could not get out of it. Mm-hmm. And I knew that somebody else was going to be probably coming along, and I knew that I couldn't get myself out of this because I had snow on my driver's side door. I wasn't able to get out, and I didn't want to get out of the car in case somebody else came and was going to go into a slide. I didn't want to get hit by another vehicle outside my car. So I prayed to Jesus. I said, Jesus, please send help. And this was at night, and about a minute or two later, these two men showed up with a truck, and they pulled me out.
Wow.
And when I went to thank them for helping me, they were gone. They weren't there.
Amazing. Amazing. So you asked Jesus to send help. Jesus did. Two men showed up and helped you. Incredible. Now, I have to ask you a couple questions before I let you go. Did you believe in guardian angels prior to this?
They never gave me their names. I never saw the truck of them again.
Okay. Yeah. But prior to this, did you believe in guardian angels, Elizabeth?
Yes, I did.
You did. Okay. Did you ever say the guardian angel prayer?
Oh, yes, I do.
Okay.
I do. Many times I do. Pray the guardian angel prayer.
Beautiful. Well, I mean, that's exactly how it works. I mean, remember, they are pure spiritual beings. So what they do is they Peter Kraft likes to talk about it like they assume a costume, right? So they came as two men in a truck to help you, and then they vanish. They don't need that costume anymore. They're done. They're back. So they know exactly how to come on the scene when it's appropriate, when God permits it, right? And so they take care of it and they move on. But the beauty is you were receptive to that. You were receiving that because you asked Jesus for help. You asked Jesus to send you help. You had already had an established understanding of your guardian angels and the angels. And so because of that, it probably seemed very effortless for them. Did it seem very easy for those guys in the truck? They just took care of it and that was it.
Yes, it was like they were fully prepared, like they knew exactly, you know, where to hook onto my car and everything. It was like they were already aware of the whole situation. That's how it struck me.
Right, exactly.
That it was just so odd. I mean, what are the chances of late at night somebody showing up almost immediately?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I totally agree. Beautiful. So, well, you honored the angels today with your story, and we're glad that you're safe and everything went well. And we're so happy that you have this beautiful relationship with the angels. So blessings to you, Elizabeth. Thank you so much for sharing with us today. God bless you. Okay, I'm going to move to Jim, and Jim is in Gillette, Wyoming on... are you on Real Presence? You're on Real Presence Radio. Okay. It is Gillette, right? Is that how you say your town? Jim? Jim, are you with us? Hello, Jim.
Hello.
Yeah, Jim.
Hello.
Hi. Is it Gillette, Wyoming? Is that how you say it?
Yep.
On Real
Presence. Just like the razor.
Just like the razor. I was going to say that, Jim, but I didn't want to date myself because I remember that from the commercials. Okay, Real Presence Radio is the way you're listening. Hi, Jim. Take it away.
Okay. Years ago, I was canoeing a river and with a buddy, and for the landlubbers out there, I was in the stern, which is the back of the canoe. And it was really windy. And we could hear this tree creaking, going, and I spotted, there's two lessons in this, a dead tree going back and forth. So I turned the canoe out towards the middle of the river. And as we were paddling along, I looked and it seemed like we were past it. And then all of a sudden I hear my partner's voice yell, "Turn the canoe, the tree's going to fall." So I turn the canoe, and I'm paddling like a banshee, and I notice he's not paddling any faster at all. So I yell at him, "Paddle!" So he picked up the pace, and we went farther out in the river, and I said, we're safe now. And I turned the canoe back downstream, and the very top 6 inches of a live tree, not the dead tree, hits the canoe right by my knee.
Oh my goodness.
We paddle along for a ways, and all of a sudden he turns around and says, how do you know the tree was going to fall? I says, because you told me. He says, I didn't say anything. And I realized I had to yell at him to paddle, and so it could not have been him.
Wow. So did you acknowledge that it was probably a guardian angel?
Well, I wasn't living my faith at the time, so I forgot about the story for years till I got back to my faith. And then one day it hit me. That had to be an angel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So when you were a child, did your parents introduce you to the guardian angels?
Oh yeah. We prayed the angel of God prayer frequently.
Yeah. There you go. There you go. Wow. That's an incredible story. How many times have you told that story?
I tell it more often the older I get. I help teach a Bible study, or I do teach it. And so I've told people in the groups about it.
Hmm.
In fact, I just told it last week to a group.
Yeah. So again, like I shared with our previous callers, was the voice kind of very stern? Like you knew that it was something that was telling you to do something quickly.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it sounded exactly like my partner.
Mm-hmm.
That's what confused me when he said, I didn't say anything.
Well, okay.
It was a command.
It was a command. I was just going to say, but remember too, the angels are very, when they are brought onto the scene and they do give out those commands, they don't want a person to be startled or scared. They want a person to do it quickly. So the fact that it was your friend's, or it sounded like your friend's voice, or, you know, you were open to that. You see, so there's all these nuances of an angel encounter that are clear. It's a kind of a clear indication that they have arrived on the scene, and they have a mission, and they're going to help somebody prevent an accident or prevent a bad situation. So it's kind of cool when you start to get into the details of people's angel encounters.
Yeah. And the thing was, The other lesson for me was I was looking at dead wood, and it was a live tree that literally hit us.
Mm.
And so I thought, the cross of Christ is living.
Wow. That's wow. And it's so interesting. See, there's all this. When you shared this with the Bible group, how did they respond? I'm just curious.
They were, one or two might have heard it before, but there were some comments. I don't recall what they were.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
But they were amazed.
Wow. Wow. Amazing. I love this. Well, thank you for being a teacher of the faith. That's awesome. And scripture especially. And thank you for sharing with us today and honoring the angels. We so appreciate it. Way to go, Jim. That was a great story. You know, I could listen. I love, if I had more time, which I don't because we're going to run out of time and we have full phone lines, but I would ask Jim more and more details about this because you can uncover a lot about why the angels came at that certain time for that person in their particular situation. But maybe we can continue this discussion on a future broadcast. But thank you, Jim, so very much. Let's go to Rosa. And let me just make sure. I've got so many things happening here. You guys are sending in messages like crazy, and I think that is beautiful. So thank you for that. Okay, we're going to go to Rosa from Connecticut on Veritas Catholic Radio. And Rosa's got a story. Take it away. Hi, Rosa.
Hi.
Hi. Go right
ahead.
Hi.
Thank you for answering my question, my phone call. Yeah, this was a family reunion on a lake that we were having. But this where the children were so small. And they were swimming. And one of my brothers said, "Where is my son? And we didn't see this son for anywhere. So finally we found him in the water, under the water. And he was just all purple and all, you know, blow up because it was just too much water in him. So my brother took him up. Nobody was able to resuscitate him. But all this Sunday, a lady shows up and supposed to be a doctor, but we don't know because mm-hmm. that lady disappeared. She did a good job and resuscitate him. He was like 3 years old. Now he's 40 years old. This lady shows up and nobody knew from where. Nobody knew that lady, and she disappeared. So that's what he told. This is an angel that did it for him.
Yeah.
So the boy,
go ahead,
is now 40 years old.
Amazing. Rosa, let me ask you a question. Knowing this, did it enhance your belief in the angels? Did it help you with your spiritual attachment to the angels?
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm. Yes, I am. And we always, since we were little, we prayed to the guardian angel.
Yeah.
So we at that time, we just said, "Oh, God, help us." And we didn't want that boy to die. That was mm-hmm. so little. So we mm-hmm. have to be grateful. And he's a good boy now.
Yeah.
And he didn't suffer any problem at all on his life.
Okay, so this is how beautiful the angels do their work and their work given by God. And that's when we know of stories where angels have stepped in and helped to save someone, especially when they were little. By the way, talking about the little ones have a tendency to be very receptive to guardian angel encounters. As a matter of fact, there are a lot of stories of people saying that their two-year-old is in the crib and they're talking to a white wall. And later when the child gets older, they can remember, you know, conversing with an angel. And these are just stories that people send in. But I will tell you that it's interesting how children are very receptive to the angels. Beautiful, beautiful story you shared. We just feel so graced that you shared it, Rosa. Thank you so much. Any final comments?
No, not really. That the angels are always around. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you know, God's plan is so wonderful when we cooperate and we enter into it and we try to take it all in. It's hard for us to take it in, Rosa. It's hard because it's such a big plan. But when we do and we experience things like you've experienced and others, it allows us to feel very comforted that we do have heavenly protection. Rosa, thank you so very much. God bless you. I'm going to try to get to all the calls because I feel so bad. I know I've got a lot of things I want to share with you guys. There's Facebook and all sorts of things I want to share and some programs and highlights, but I got to get back to the calls because you guys have made the effort to call in and I don't want to leave you hanging on the line, and we're going to run out of time. So George is up next, and I just want to make sure I get where George is calling in from. George is from Monroe Township, New Jersey, on EWTN.com. Hi, George.
Hi, Debbie. I don't know if you knew that there's a second part to that, the classic guardian angel prayer. It's only one sentence. It goes, angel of God. No, wait a minute.
Angel of God, my guardian dear.
Here we go. My dear guardian angel, teach me to know God, to love him and serve him and save my soul. Keep me from all danger and lead me to heaven. Amen. That's part two that I don't hear too much. But anyway, a very quick story. The night I hit a rock bottom from addiction, I was lying on the floor, probably in very, very, very bad shape. I heard a voice that said, get up, get to bed. We'll deal with this in the morning. Somehow, I got myself to bed, slept, faced up, and the next morning I attended a 12-step meeting, and I'm 5 years sober since that very night. So the angels are real; they'll help, and they're after our best interest. And there's part two of that classic, famous prayer. Thanks, Deb. You got a great show.
Oh, thank you, George, and I'm so glad you're doing well. Praise be to God. That is wonderful. That's why I love the angels. They have our backs. They want us to get to heaven. They want us to live our very best life. They're rooting for us. They're our cheerleaders, and that's a big thing. And so, George, thank you so much, and thank you for sharing the tail end of that prayer that you're right, and because it's an understanding of Psalm 91. Psalm 91 in most translations of the Bible is God's protection, and in the middle of that psalm, the verses go where the angels are there to guard us and guide us and to keep us from all this harm, right? And so it's very important we understand that. And the angel of God prayer was formulated later on, but it reflects that. It reflects Psalm 91. So that's very important. So that's why I always tell folks.
That's awesome, Debbie. Thank you. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's really cool. Well, that's why, George, I always tell people, make sure if you say the guardian angel prayer, but also meditate on Psalm 91, God's protection. But George, thank you so much. God bless you for that. We're going to go to
Debbie. Bye.
Thank you. We're going to go to Christine driving through West Virginia on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Christine. Welcome.
Hi, Debbie. Thank you. So very quickly, I have two parts. One is a question to you, and the other one is I travel a lot, and I'm traveling right now, and I'm often in hotels or in other people's homes, and I pray, I have a commitment to pray, I believe it's what the Lord has asked me to do, morning and evening for very specific people and things that the Lord brings to my mind. Mm-hmm. And if I forget to ask my guardian angel to help me say these prayers without delay or distraction, then I realize the battle is on. And actually, it happened this morning. I started praying, and all sorts of distractions were coming. My mind was going right, left, and center. And I'm usually on a very short time line. I stopped. I asked my guardian angel's help. And sometimes, and I did this morning, I have to also ask him to help the other guardian angels that are present in the house or wherever I am,
right,
to help in this battle. And then I can complete the prayers that I believe the Lord has given me to pray and the people to pray for. The other question for you was, you said something in the beginning,
sure,
that you believe that the Lord matches our guardian angels to our personality.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a little problem with that because I'm around horses a lot, and I keep getting this little thing of, oh, this horse could bite you, this horse could kick you, this, you know, and I just have to keep rejecting that. So I kind of almost want, okay, is my guardian angel a little anxious? Because I am not an anxious person.
Mm-hmm.
Or of course that could be, you know, the other one on the other shoulder, as it were. But, you know, if they're going to be our friends in marriage, sometimes we say, you know, you get the opposite personality.
Right.
to match yours so that it balances out. And I wonder if maybe that's what.
Yeah. No, no, I see what you're saying. Okay, so you great questions here. All right, and also too, these are theologians and people that have studied saints that have gone before us that have shared from their understanding of angels. So that's how the angel, the theology on angels has evolved, right? But one of the things that they said is it kind of makes sense though. Think about it. When we're on Earth, we get somebody that kind of rubs us the wrong way a bit and kind of challenges us because it allows us an opportunity to grow and to get better, right? So that's where you'll get that friction. So friction isn't necessarily a bad thing in a relationship. It helps us to grow and to master things that we are struggling with. The reason why some people have said that they believe that the guardian angel is more matched to your personality is for two reasons. Number one, because they are watching you intently. They know everything about you. Now, they're still going to challenge you. They're still going to get you to go deeper. They're still going to strengthen your will and illuminate your mind. And they're still going to be that force for your spiritual depth. So that will still be there. But the reason why they're saying that is because they're watching you so intently that they need to know so much about you, all your mannerisms. So typically, if you're kind of equally matched in the way you are personality, it's going to be a lot easier for them to figure out everything you're doing. Because remember, they can't read your mind, okay, unless you're sending a prayer and you're asking God to have the guardian angel, hear your prayer. That's a different story. But they can't read your mind. They're watching every single nuance, every breath, everything. Okay, so that's number one. Number two is your guardian angel right now is above you in the way they have been created, right? They're above us. Okay. But when we get to heaven, we're all in the beatific vision. So there's a sense of you wanting to really love to be around that guardian angel, and be there because they're so beautifully matched to your personality. So you see, it's this loving kindness of how God lets us journey with this guardian angel and move towards, the heavenly realm. So I don't know if that answers your question, but that's the best I can offer right now. But it's very interesting. You'll have to read how a lot of saints felt that way, that they were. But I will tell you, like Saint Therese's guardian angel and others would always challenge them. So there would be a difference there. But no, your guardian angel has, your guardian angel is so, because they don't have emotions the way we do. They're so set because they're in the beatific vision. So they're not like us in the sense of having that type of, they don't have those fears, those kinds of things, but they understand where we're at. So that's the beauty of how they watch us and they observe us. Does that help?
Yeah, I think so, a little bit, yeah.
Okay, I could go deeper. Unfortunately, I'm going to run out of time, but that's the reason why a lot of people that have studied angels have said in the Catholic faith, I should say, there's a lot of people that study angels in other faiths, but that's not in alignment with what we believe as Catholics. But it's just a beautiful matching of God knew exactly how to match the angel just for you, Christine. There's never going to be another angel like it. So that's the reason why it's going to be some angel that Christine finds appealing. Do you see what I'm saying? Because there's never going to be another angel created like that. There's only one guardian angel, and that's for Christine, for you. Uniquely created for you.
You've given me something to ponder on.
Yes, exactly. I know. I'm telling you, you could ponder on it for years. It's amazing. So yeah, and also go into Joan Carol Cruz's book, Angels and Devils, and I believe she discusses it in there as well. So that could also help. But thank you so much. I appreciate the phone call, and I feel so bad because we are going to run out of time and we have full phone lines. Okay, Charles, we're going to have to continue this. So this is what I'm going to suggest. To my producer, Charles, and Matt, and who's on the phones, and Michael, who's on social media, please pick up all the phones, all the comments, everything. And we will continue. I will weave in the angels and the topic of guardian angels all week long. Tomorrow's whom or what are you praying for? And I will, you'll see how I'll weave in the angels, I promise. But we've got to start to close this show because there's just so much happening. I have to just mention Timoteo's comment. He is really has gone in deep with Opus Sanctorum Angelorum, and he's been consecrated the guardian angels. He's in the process of really going even further into the consecration. So I would recommend going to opusangelorum.org. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me to everyone. Rita Marie and Anna Maria. I mean, my goodness, there's so many. I don't even know where to begin. All of you guys, call back the rest of this week. That's the best thing I can say. Tomorrow's whom or what are you praying for? We're going to storm heaven, and we ask our guardian angels to be with us this entire week. And until tomorrow, hey, thanks, Charles. Thanks, Matt. Thanks, Michael. Thanks to all the affiliates at Carry Take Two Live. You guys are doing a wonderful service to your listeners. Until tomorrow, have a beautiful and blessed day. See you real soon.